Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Meizu announced its new Zero phone, which has no ports, no buttons, and possibly no holes, depending on how you look at it. That includes no speaker holes, SIM card slots, or charging ports. It does have a camera bump on the back and what appears to be holes for a microphone. It has a 5.99-inch AMOLED display with a small bezel on the front to hold the front-facing camera. The screen contains a fingerprint reader and the speaker. It claims 18 watts of wireless charging and haptic virtual side buttons. Meizu did not announce a price or release date. Hulu announced it will lower the price of its ad-supported subscription plan from $7.99 a month to $5.99 a month starting February 26th. The ad-free subscription will remain $11.99 a month, no change there, but the Hulu Live TV service will get a price rise to $44.99, up from its current $39.99. DVR and expanded multi-screen viewing add-ons, however, drop to $10 from $15. The latest update to Microsoft's Edge browser for Android and iOS adds alerts for unreliable news websites from NewsGuard. It can be toggled on or off in the settings. When on, 98% of online news sites will show a red or green icon for reliability in the address bar. You can tap on that icon if you want more information about why it got that rating. Xiaomi released a video on Weibo of its engineering model for a foldable phone. From its tablet form, a user would fold both sides back and then underneath the middle section to turn it into the phone form factor. The Wall Street Journal reported, and Amazon confirmed, that the Echo wall clock has been pulled from the Amazon store because of connectivity issues. Amazon says it has affected a small number of customers and expects the clock to go back on sale in the coming weeks. Some reviews on Amazon do mention frequent loss of Wi-Fi connections. LG published a video promoting its Mobile World Congress press event that showed a hand swiping above a piece of paper to reveal the message, "Goodbye Touch." Best guess, some kind of gesture control. Gesture control of smartphones has been around for years. Samsung introduced it about 5 years ago, but it has yet to really catch on. LG's announcement is scheduled at Mobile World Congress for February 24th. Google announced that its G Suite users will be transitioned from the Hangouts app to Hangouts Chat starting in October. Hangouts Chat has a more Slack-like feature set and is already available for G Suite users who want to try it out. Consumers will continue to be able to use the Hangouts app that Google's now calling Hangouts Classic, though Google says it expects to announce a transition to free Chat and Meet at a later date. IBM's cloud business grew 12% in 2018 as IBM shifts to cloud, analytics, cybersecurity, and AI as its focus. IBM beat earnings expectations in Q4, and profit forecasts for 2019 came in above expectations as well. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation approved an $8 million grant for Waymo and Magna to build a manufacturing facility for autonomous cars. The goal is to move into a facility somewhere in southeast Michigan by mid-year and prepare to make Level 4 vehicles. Those are vehicles that drive themselves without the need of a human. Waymo has supplier partnerships with Fiat Chrysler and Jaguar Land Rover. Finally, Viacom is buying the ad-supported Pluto TV and plans to put shows from MTV, Nickelodeon, and Comedy Central, as well as movies from Paramount on it. Pluto says it has about 12 million viewers right now, 7.5 million of whom watch on a television. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.